Welcome back. Joined now by Tyler Reeb, who is the editor of the Long Beach Business Journal. Welcome to our show, Tyler.
Thanks for having me.
The Long Beach Business Journal is celebrating, the owner of Long Beach Business Journal is South Coast Publishing, and South Coast Publishing is celebrating its 20th anniversary year. So congratulations to publisher George Economides and all the team that have been putting together the Business Journal and affiliated publications for so many years, making a real contribution to our community.
Thank you, Art.
Give us a sense of the empire of the South Coast Publishing. You three magazines and publications.
Well, our mainstay publication, the bread and butter, is the Long Beach Business Journal, incorporated or launched in 1987. Originally as the Long Beach Airport Business Journal, and then soon after dropped the airport and just went to the Long Beach Business Journal, which was warranted. Long Beach, very important market with the airport, the port, and what's continuing to be a very profitable real estate market.
And it comes out every 2 weeks and has a wealth of very good business information and investigative articles. And with a small crew, you guys put out a lot of good product.
Yeah, it's a hard-working, lean team. And I think we're able to crank out a good variety of articles and keep the content fresh.
And the second publication of South Coast is...
The next publication, Employee Times, launched in 1995, and that goes out to about 20,000 Boeing employees. Very popular with the Boeing employees. We typically have an aerospace history feature, which ties in very much to that readership. A lot of fun for them. And our newest publication, which just celebrated its first anniversary, is Destinations Magazine, which is a magazine that targets the growing hospitality tourism market, which has been a real positive story for Long Beach over the last couple of years.
Some major cities like New York and LA have a Wear magazine, and this is kind of along that ilk.
Yeah, I'd say it's the equivalent, although we have some unique features that you won't find in Wear.
It's exciting to me, and I've read through many of these issues, to see the diversity of entertainment and restaurant opportunities that now exists in our city. You read through this magazine, Jesus, I'd like to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And we're living here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also the photography is a very strong element of the magazine. And in some ways, it's helping even Long Beach residents to see their city in a new light.
Let's take another look at this cover, because it really is quite striking. It's someone who's on a, whatever they call that, board thing.
I think it's a sea-doo.
Let's see if we can pan down a little. A sea-doo. And then in the background, the Queen Mary, that's a nice photograph.
Yeah, we try to move all over town, focus on all the waterfront activities as well as the downtown and the hikes and El Dorado Park and all kinds of stuff.
Now, you're the editor of the Business Journal. I know you started an ethics section a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how's that going?
It was initially launched as an intermittent column, and we're bringing it back on an as-needed basis when it seems like maybe... the business community needs an ethics injection. But the idea is really that with business, if you put ethics first and then do business, you don't have to worry about ethics.
Now, how come you believe that and practice it? I believe it. How come so many businesses, or how come many businesses don't? Let me ask it that way.
I think it's because sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle. A lot of times you start thinking about the dollars and cents and how to pull off, say, a big business transaction. And if you don't keep ethical principles front and center, things like conflict of interest, things like that, that could maybe steer you off into a detour that might not be unethical, but might get you close, it gets easier and easier to go afoul. Whereas if you can try to stay on the straight and narrow, go by Abe Lincoln's principle of if I do good, I feel good, and just try to do the right thing and ask you, and make sure you tell the truth, make sure you're principled in your business decisions and you follow the law.
Well, amen to all of that, and I know for publicly held companies that report earnings, the pressure for quarterly earnings is often an inducement to fudge a little bit around the corners.
Absolutely.
You're the editor, so you're in charge. What's your dream and vision for the Business Journal a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 3 years from now?
Well, I'd like to try to reach out to the greater Long Beach community, not only Long Beach, but also Signal Hill and Carson, which we do already, but continue to touch on regional trends as well as dig deep into what's going on in Long Beach and this Long Beach City Hall, Signal Hill City Hall, Carson City Hall, look into innovative business ideas, try to really dictate the tempo of the business community, get people thinking about the next thing, get our readers being proactive, not reactive, and also have some fun. We launched the Business Journal Watchdog at the beginning of this year, which I think is providing some comic relief for our readers, and it's always good to laugh, and it's an opportunity for the Business Journal editorial team to write under the guise of a Doberman Pinscher.
And reminds people are me having of Charlie's Corner that used to be writing a column by a dog.
Except this dog will get vicious.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Well, yeah. You have to
watch out. And he's got a good sniffer for news, too.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to start reading that column more religiously. Now, you've recently expanded your offices, almost, I think, more than double the sizes mm-hmm. of the offices. You've you are expecting to expand your family. Congratulations
Thank you
in
very
advance.
Much.
And do you plan to expand the circulation of the Business Journal now at 35,000?
Absolutely. We want to try to reach out to as many readers as possible. Our circulation for a business journal, if you compare it to some of our competitors or some of our business journal colleagues in other markets,
yes.
is already actually quite high. But if opportunity presents itself, we'd love to reach out more.
Well, again, congratulations on your 20th anniversary. Congratulations on the good work that the Business Journal does on a month-in, month-out basis. And it's an important additional voice in our community.
Thank you, Art.
And thank you for being with us there at home. And please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison and the Press-Telegram. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.